Wakey, wakey. This is Africa. This is Radio Life and Style coming to you live from the heart of Bolito. And hey, the air is still buzzing after the gig this last weekend. And if you missed the Ndlovu Youth Choir live at the very first ZA Fest kickoff concert in Bolito, then you should seriously be feeling the FOMO. And we're going to make you feel even more right now, because we're doing a bit of a throwback, a bit of a debrief, looking at the gig that was and where things are heading with this new festival brand that is now officially launched. And in the house with me, I've got the team that pulled all matters and many strings to make this thing happen. And if you haven't seen footage and clips of just how big the event was, it was mind-blowing to me, emceeing the thing, standing on the stage, looking over the sea of people at Manor House, and I'm still just absolutely bowled over with how Bolito showed up for this gig. Looking at who's in the house with me right now, from the Extreme Events team and the ZA Fest founding unit, Matt Bauer is with us on a fresh Tuesday morning. Matt, how you doing, my friend?
Very good, thanks. And yourself, Mike?
You look like you've managed to get some sleep in. You've recovered a bit since the weekend.
We've recovered. We're used to it by now. We do these all the time.
This is why you guys are called Extreme Events. You put on Extreme Events, and this was by far the most extreme concert event I've ever seen in Bolito. Alongside you, Evan Roberts, who was working tirelessly to coordinate the whole thing in the background, running around like the Flash, like a superhero in the background. And Evan, welcome back to the microphone. Great to have you here on the other side of, you know, we chatted just before the thing and it was building up tremendously. And to have a successful event in the can, what a treat, eh? What a great position to be in today.
Thanks, Mike. Yeah, it certainly was.
And from the Collins residential team, Melanie Clarkson, marketing manager, is back with us. And you're looking like you're still on a high from the weekend, Melanie.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I'm still a couple of feet above the ground. These guys are used to this, but for me, it was such an endorphin hit. So I'm still reeling in the pleasure. It was amazing.
It was such an eclectic, high energy, good vibe Bolito gathering, and the crowds absolutely showed up. The weather played right into the whole thing, with a sunset like I've never experienced, sitting over an incredible packed field, and that superstructure, that massive stage that the Extreme Event guys set up. It was like this landmark. You could see it from the highway. It was pulling people magnetically towards it. Let's just look at the day that was. Matt, by your count, I mean, it looked like everyone was there from the Bolito. All the cool people were there. Well, how many feet did we track? Are we still getting figures tallied?
Mike, it was amazing to see the turnout in Bolito, which is not something that we see very often. We had just over 3,000 people, and as you say, all the who's who of Bolito and the greater KZN community were there. We're very blessed to have Sir Khaleesi and his family, Bongi and Mbanambi, Pat Lambie, and many, many others that joined us on the day.
And you know, with every one of those big names, those influences, their social media presence was rippling. And Evan, you had some musician friends who were playing at another event away and had to stop. What was the story you were telling me now?
Yeah, they were playing right here at the Lifestyle Center Saturday afternoon, and they kept being interrupted with people saying, look, we should have gone to this concert. Look here, look what's happening.
And that's what was happening. Like, people were streaming in. I mean, right up until the headlining act, the Ndlovu Youth Choir, took to the stage at 6 p.m. It was just this like endless stream of cars filtering into the venue. And what a venue! I mean, Mel, from your side, the Collins team must have been super proud to see how that manor house was transformed.
Absolutely.
Into this incredible, almost like a stadium.
It was such an incredible backdrop. Firstly, of course, it's the North Coast, so we have this glorious weather and these incredible sunsets and spectacular days to enjoy together, and then all the wonderful warmth of the people on the field. I think the manor house really was such a great environment to host it, and the guys planned that it really did spread. It wasn't just on the field, so it was lovely to see people wandering around, families enjoying themselves, and the day progressed. You know, if you arrived early, 2 o'clock, which you needed to, you could really enjoy all the food vendors and all the entertainment on offer. And then heading down as the evening, you know, started coming to a close, it was just so electric being on the field and just enjoying it with all the other families, kids, old, small, everyone just enjoying themselves. It was amazing.
And the word that I've been hearing since Saturday already is, when's the next one? We need this. This is like, you know, we need more of this in our lives. And it was such a validation, firstly, that there is a hunger for this kind of thing, that there's a market for these kind of grand events that are well organized, and that pull in, an act like the Ndlovu Youth Choir, absolute world-class talent, playing to a packed field, and hitting all the right notes. Let's look at where this thing is going, because this was the launch gig. This was the Bolito kickoff concert for this new festival brand, ZA Fest. Matt and Evan, you guys obviously hit the nail on the head with this test run, and now looking at how this has given the green light to what's coming next year, where are we going with this thing, Evan?
So essentially it's going to be an annual event. But having said that, we're going to pepper it throughout the year with sort of mini events, perhaps not on the same scale as Ndlovu, because they are quite unique. but I think we are confident enough that with the support we got on Saturday, that the people of the North, as we call them, are behind us. And so we're going to do, you know, smaller events throughout the year, but essentially the mother of them all is going to be once a year, sort of anchored at the Manor House, but eventually kind of taking over in a polite way, taking over the entire area, using as many facilities as possible. And the idea is to bring the best to Bolito, but to also make use of what is in this North Coast area, you know. So, like, as an example, we tried to use as many local vendors in terms of food and the kiddies area as possible. So it's kind of a circular economy. We're not coming into kind of, you know, extract. We're coming in to grow the area, and that's why the partnership with the Collins Group and the Manor House is so important, because they have an extremely vested interest in this area, obviously, developing as they do. And this kind of sits alongside that in terms of giving people what they need, what they want, but developing at the same time.
Absolutely.
So there are all sorts of things that are going to go on, like looking for local talent, you know. Right at the beginning, as you saw, we had some school involvement.
Yes.
We're going to extrapolate on that quite a lot, and it's going to be a real family vibe. It's going to be something that, no matter whether you're 5 years old or 85 years old, there will be something for you at ZA Fest.
And I can see how this will become an annual event that that has a ripple effect and pulls people down for the weekend from much further afield than just our North Coast bubble, and becomes a real pull, an annual tourist blast as well. And Matt, from the Extreme Events team, I mean, you guys have a unique card up your sleeve in that you've got the ability to create incredible staging and incredible structures. You've got the ability to really construct an incredible space, like you did on the day. And am I right in saying that when the full fest arrives next year, it'll be a multi-day event as well?
That's correct, Mike. It will be a multi-day. From our side as Extreme Events, we are very blessed to have all the equipment in our stockhold. We're extremely honored to be part of this festival and to be able to support it with our infrastructure and grow it, and we look forward to next year. But I think more importantly, being a Bolito local myself and my brother, we are a family-run business, and we couldn't be more happy to see something like this happening on the North Coast, something like this happening in Bolito. And for all the people that we're going to be attracting from other areas, it's going to show them that Bolito is a place to settle down. Bolito is a place to come and move to with your family, and that's what's most exciting for us, I believe.
Absolutely, and that word family was definitely top of mind at the event on Saturday. There were so many families, so many young families. It was a buzzing kids zone. It was just great to see folks of all ages, of all spreads, and again, playing perfectly into this movement that's been growing, this hashtag Love North Coast thing. Melanie, seeing the turnout and the spread of ages and the family participation, how cool was it, and how much of a boost is something like this to the Love North Coast movement?
I think it was an iconic day. Everything from the structure, and you've mentioned it, the stage was absolutely iconic. The setting was iconic, and Glovo was iconic. Those of us that were there and those that are even watching and listening won't forget this moment. It was really uniting and cementing, I think, for many people, not only South Africans, but especially North Coast and those of us in Greater KZN. Mm. People traveled already for this event from quite far. And I think it really does just showcase it. Firstly, it allows us to almost sit up and take a little bit more notice of what we have in this area, and yeah, we sometimes take for granted. And it's lovely to be able to share this on a broader stage, almost on a national stage. So I think it really, things like this really do start the momentum. It is a movement. The Love North Coast is a movement that has started, and something like this just is a cog in that wheel that certainly amplifies everything that we already know, but collectively can take further. So we are 100% behind the ZA Fest. We think it is just such a pioneering move for our area. As Evan has mentioned, it really does grow our economy, and that's the way we need to look at it. I think for a lot of people it was, oh, it's a concert, we'll arrive at 4 for the choir. No. Mm-mm. It's a festival. Come, yeah, for the whole day, enjoy, spend in your area, grow the economy, tell other people about this, buy your tickets for next year as soon as they're available. Because this is something, this is significant, and you can be part of the significance. We really all can, and we all benefit in the long run of something like this. So it was just such a privilege to be part of it.
And it definitely seemed like light bulbs were going on in people's head as they realized, okay, this is something different. This actually is the beginning of something special. Mm. And there was a sense that, yeah, this is, as you say, historic. We're part of something that is actually a whole new chapter. And there was a sense of real optimism. And since COVID, I think this was the first gig that I've been to that really felt like a return to a massive coming together, and there was a sense of, okay, now there is something really exciting in the pipeline now.
And you know, it was good, clean fun. It was healthy, good, clean fun, and it was authentic.
Yeah.
We don't need, you know, we really just need to celebrate what we have, and we have so much. We have diversity, we have culture, we have talent in this in this country, our beautiful country, and in our town. So to have the opportunity to amplify that and magnify that, we absolutely need to get behind it and support it.
I think that to have a platform finally now that we can actually do justice to all of those elements that you said, to celebrate the incredible South African talent that we have, and to position this area as a new hub for celebrating the arts, for celebrating creativity, for creating incredible experiences for families, and just to position Balito as this dynamic, vibrant epicenter of activity that we know it already is becoming. This is the start of some amazing stuff. So here's the deal: you have to keep your eyes on the web, on social media, because ZA Fest Balito, the Facebook page, will be giving you updates as to what's next on the cards. Without letting anything out of the bag just yet, there are some really cool things that are already starting to coalesce. I'm 110% there, guys. You say the word. Tell me when you need another interview. We're going to put the spotlight on the next ZA Fest event in a massive way. But for now, I think everyone who was involved in this thing needs a serious pat on the back, because the word is spreading.
Well done,
and the bar has been raised for Balito, for the North Coast. Hashtag Love North Coast, and hashtag ZA Fest Balito. Where to from here, Matt, Evan? What's the next step? Basically, keep your eyes on social media. Hey?
Keep your eyes on social media. Yeah, we're not announcing anything just yet, and there's a lot of traction that's come out of Saturday, so we've got to kind of assimilate that all together. We've got a master plan. So yeah, I would say keep your eyes peeled, people.
Very, very cool. And if you weren't at this one, you better make sure you're at the next one, because it was one for the books. And my special guest in studio with me, Matt Bauer from Extreme Events and the ZA Fest main team, Evan Roberts coordinating the thing in the background, Melanie Clarkson from the marketing team at Collins Residential. Guys, looking forward to what's to come, and just so chuffed with the way this one came together.
Yeah.
And looking forward to having another chat with you all really, really soon right here on Radio Life and Style. What do you say?
Thanks for your support, Mike.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you to the Greater North Coast. This is a we thing. This isn't an us thing, and we're in this together. So come and grow Balito together. Come and grow the North Coast.
Yeah. You heard it. Lifting you higher right now. Here they are again.